Austin 360 Radio, I am very excited because I am going to be doing South by Southwest for the first time.
And you're a dummy?
Yes. This year. And I am stressed about it because there is so much information. I hear about being on lists and wristbands, and it's all over town, and there's interactive and music and film, and it's just a lot to take in. And so I have Eric Webb, Austin 360 editor, here to break it down for me and give me a South by Southwest for dummies.
Don't be stressed out.
Eric.
I agree. Don't be stressed out.
Thank you so much. Yes. I just want to do it right, and I want to get the most out of it.
First of all, that's too much pressure on yourself. Yeah. Well, do it right. There's no right way, you guys.
There's no wrong. No.
There is. Well, I just want to, it's mind-blowing to me, so I just want to know what to do. What should I be thinking about? What should I be doing?
Mm-hmm.
And Eric, you have been compiling, you know, facts and tips and information for 8 years or more, and I just want to hear what you have to say. And remember, it needs to be for dummies. South by Southwest for dummies. Dumb it down.
Okay. I'm an encyclopedia. I'll give you like the highlights version of,
okay,
of this encyclopedia. Okay. Well, so like you said, I've been covering South by for like 8 years, 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And every year I kind of like, we always put out a survival guide or like survival tips. And mm-hmm. so last year I finally gathered everything that we had kind of like pushed out in various forms and fashions into a South by Southwest 101.
Oh, perfect.
So an introductory course for someone such as yourself.
I would think that includes survival tips and kind of a dummies guide, right?
Yeah. Well, so the thing to know about South by, first of all, is there's official South by, and then there's unofficial South by. And so a lot of times when people say they're doing South by, they're going to lots of side parties and stuff.
They're just wandering around and seeing what's in front of them.
Which is not a plan. That is a legit way to do South by. Walk by, hear some music from some random mass British band you've never heard of, you know?
And just outside bump into or great in stuff. A venue?
Both.
All over.
All either or. That's what we did in high school. My birthday is always during South by. So
when's your birthday?
March 16th.
Pisces.
I can never celebrate my birthday on my actual birthday
because
I'm always working.
Yeah,
but it's okay.
I'm going to figure out a way this year. I'm making a note.
Please do.
Yeah.
Thank you. I got to see Michelle Obama 1 year, so it's fine.
Oh, very nice.
All right. So there's the unofficial and there's the official.
There's the official and there's the unofficial. So the thing to know about the official is you have the film festival, the music festival, the interactive festival.
Each has their own wristbands.
You can get your own, but also there's like a convergence. So there's certain events that are on more than one kind of track.
Okay.
And so you can sometimes, there's like priority for certain wristbands versus others, but it doesn't mean you can't get in.
VIP wristband or platinum or, yeah.
So the first thing to know, I think, is always download the South by Southwest app. And rarely am I like a shill for an official app for something, but the South by Southwest app is very helpful because it's got the whole schedule on there. And you can look up real-time updates for how full something is, so you can know whether, like...
Oh, I didn't know that. That's so cool.
Yes, they started doing it a couple years ago.
Because what happens is you go stand in the line,
mm-hmm.
and the people with the most important wristbands get in first,
mm-hmm.
and then it trickles down.
Yes.
Am I right?
You are.
The student becomes the master.
Oh, grasshopper.
My God. It's You're not so, true.
So
dumb.
So that app will tell you, hey, this is half full, or you got a good shot,
It's like a green, yellow, red, usually, I think. You can also use your app to sign up for South by Southwest Express passes, which...
Ooh, like at Disneyland?
Mm-hmm.
You get like one or two a day.
Yeah, I think it depends
something.
On like your badge level, but I think everyone gets like at least a couple. Mm-hmm. And so that helps you get to like the
and
front
that's
line.
For people who have purchased wristbands. That's
this
the
is
official
South by. Okay. This is official South by.
Okay.
And then also with official South by, just because there's a line, I just really can't emphasize this enough. Don't be afraid of the line. Like, you're going to wait in the line regardless.
Embrace the line.
Embrace the line. Because there's also flow, like, in and out. I can only think of a couple times I have not gotten in from waiting into a line. Yeah. I mean, obviously, be smart. If it's a big popular thing that you know is going to be big and popular, like, show up early. Mm-hmm. Don't just get there, like, 5 minutes before. You're not going to get in if you show up five minutes before.
Now, is it like at a club where, because you're saying there's flow, if there's a certain number of people that are allowed in, if two people leave, then they let two more people in? or not really?
I'm not sure. I think it depends. I mean, if they're at capacity, probably. But
I'm probably overthinking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take it up with the official South Bay line management people. But I think something along those lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember getting in a few years back to Soundgarden was doing their entire Super Unknown album at Moody. And I randomly went and got in line and got in.
See?
And I was sitting up high, but I got to see them, you know.
See?
So you never know.
See,
you never know.
One year my birthday, I was trying to see Sylvan Esso. It was at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'd been waiting in line, and I didn't think I was going to get in. And then at the very last minute, they had like started playing. They played one or two songs, and they let me in.
Did you say 1 in the morning?
Yeah, man. Oh, that's the other thing.
Like, whoa, I didn't sign up for that.
That's the other thing. Drink a lot of coffee. So for the film festival, a thing to know is just they usually screen the movies a couple times. So check the schedule, and if you can't make it in like for the premiere or whatever, you might be able to get in later in the week. And the film festival runs like all of South By.
Okay, the whole time.
Because like interactive is the beginning, music's kind of at the end. Film festival runs start to finish pretty much.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Again, with the showcases, so with music, I did mention sometimes it runs late. If you really want to see someone that's playing, because usually the headliners are at midnight, 1 a.m., get in early, go for like those acts you haven't heard of that start at like 7 p.m., 8
in
p.m.
In the same venue,
and stick around. But also with that is, honestly, Amy will back me up on this, you see the coolest stuff.
I was going to open my mouth
right
to say that. That's where you see the good stuff.
That's where you
undiscovered.
Well, and it's like you said earlier, low expectations or no expectations. And then it's just this awesome discovery.
Your new favorite band. I have a perfect example that has only become more topical this year or last year, I guess. I went to go see The Roots like several years ago. And the very first person like playing the opening slot in the showcase, like way early in the night, was this rapper that I hadn't heard of named Lizzo.
I knew you were going to say something like that. Wow.
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was at Ironwood Hall or something.
Amazing.
Like that. A place you don't go normally, but then they're doing something
so
for South
cool
By. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So app is number one.
Lines. Don't be
lines,
afraid of
don't
lines.
Be afraid. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of for like the official stuff.
Yeah.
For the unofficial stuff. So there's all these side events happening. And if you go to Austin360.com and look at the South by Southwest 101 survival guide, there's all of these Twitter accounts and Instagram accounts just dedicated to like letting people know about tips. There's all kinds of hashtags you can follow.
Right.
And Austin360.com, we have it's not up yet this year, but it will be, our South by Southwest side party database, where we like gather all these links to these events that are not happening at official South by venues.
Right, so you don't need a wristband.
No. Now, some of them, they like have their own wristbanding procedure. But the key is, as soon as you get a link to that, RSVP. This is not like, you don't need to feel bad for RSVPing and then not going. This isn't like a wedding.
Right.
Just RSVP for literally everything you see a link to. And then you will thank yourself when you're like, don't get into something. And you're like, okay, well, I RSVP'd for this other thing that's a few blocks away. I can go to that instead.
Now, and let me just add, sometimes RSVP doesn't mean a whole lot.
Yeah.
If you RSVP to Rachel
Especially
Ray's
if,
thing,
yeah,
you're basically in the same line that goes like three blocks down, you know?
Very true.
So, yeah.
Right.
So it's
and
kinda,
can you RSVP at the, like while you're standing in the line?
Usually you have to RSVP beforehand, but sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Sometimes.
The thing with the side parties, though, is like you're going for the free booze, you're going for the free food. You always hear people saying how it's, you know,
it's free. The
a
booze
lot,
is free?
That's so the thing
at
with
the
South,
parties.
At the parties, that's the thing about South By is it's really just a giant brand activation, and people are trying to get people to come so that they'll gram about their cool brand or their cool thing they have going on. And so they're like, yeah, come, free drinks, you get drink tickets. Oh yeah, come. We're giving away breakfast tacos.
And that's the entire time, or is that typically just with the music?
No, that's the entire time, baby.
Yeah.
That's everywhere.
That's fun.
My favorite things to do oftentimes are the activations and installations that show up for the movies and the TV shows, because they usually build out these really cool worlds.
Oh, God. The one they did, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, for Ready Player One. How amazing was that?
I bet that
was
awesome.
That was really cool.
Really
They had the Game of Thrones activation last year that was super dope.
What's coming this year? Do you know?
They haven't announced a whole lot of things yet. So things are going to start rolling in. And if you'll recall, just last week, like South By released their final keynote list with Kim Kardashian West.
We had Joe Gross on to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the way South By always goes. You always think that you haven't done enough planning, but really there's not a whole lot you can do until things just really start kicking into high gear.
Yeah.
in the weeks ahead.
And I would say, like, if you do have a badge, like, one of the nice things to do is to get up and actually go to a keynote. When I went to the one for Lady Gaga, I was oh, let me get there early. It's going to be packed. Empty seats everywhere. You could get a seat anywhere. I sat literally on the front row, kind of on the side, and it was unbelievably memorable and good. And I was blown away. It was a few years back.
Okay, so I have a question then.
Okay. So anyway.
So on the keynote speakers, what wristband is that?
It depends on what track they're on. And like I said, there's like a convergence. So sometimes people are on more than one. So like, for example, Janelle Monáe is coming. She's probably talking about music and also some film projects she's working on.
So
they usually prioritize it based on which like badge you have. If you have a platinum badge, then if you're fancy schmancy, then you
go
can
anywhere,
get wherever you want.
But I would think if there's empty seats and stuff, you can probably wander on in.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Usually.
Yeah. And wandering around the conference is pretty interesting too, kind of. So.
Ooh. So speaking of wandering around the conference, my absolute favorite thing to do that you do not need a badge or a wristband for is Flatstock. Have you been to Flatstock, Amy?
I don't even know what that is.
It is the poster art show they have. Mm-hmm. It has been a birthday tradition of mine every year since I was like 17 or 18. And only in the past couple years, because usually when I would go, they're showing, it's poster screen print artists showing like their posters for concerts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy them. And when I was a kid, I had enough money to buy them. And so in the past couple years, I've actually started like getting a poster
collecting
too.
Them. Nice.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
It's super cool. And honestly, the same artists like come by every year and you can see
and
like, their stuff.
And is that in the same venue every year?
It's in the convention, center.
Yeah. It's like downstairs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Earlier, they do like a whole interactive, or I can't remember, what is it called? They do like the conference thing where they have a bunch of businesses are set up in there and you need a badge, which is actually really interesting too and fun to walk through. One year they had like the Price is Right wheel in there. And
I was
like, I know. Yeah. And so so you can do that too, but the Flatstock is nice because it is free and it's fun.
And they also have a gaming expo that you can wander around.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's fun too.
She's taking notes.
I am.
She really is.
I like it.
I'm going to go to awesome360.com and check out the whole 101 survival guide for South by Southwest. But this is a good start. It's making me feel a little less spazzy about the event. And I need to probably bring my, I hate to say expectations down, but just bring my anxiety level
just
down. Like, just go and
stay
let it
open.
Flow through
stay
me.
Open. You don't know what you're going to bump
like
into.
Life.
That's amazing. So just, you know what? It's just fun.
Listen
well,
to this
I'm
woman.
Just going to tag along and
thank
I'm
going to,
I'm just going to follow Eric's romper around.
Please do.
At South by.
You're going to, there's going to be a trail of romping and you just follow the trail of romp.
Follow the man, the blue camo romper.
Thank you so much, Eric, for stopping
anything
by.
Anything we missed? Anything, any grand takeaways that we need to?
I'll say the last couple things. One, wear comfortable shoes. Mm. Don't try, like, you can look cute, but like, don't look cute and impractical. You will absolutely hate yourself. trust me.
Right.
Not that I'm like usually trying to wear like stilettos when I'm walking around South by, but so I see some people that are.
I don't get that.
I don't either.
Mm-mm.
And then you have to check Austin360.com in the weeks ahead because we are doing a guide to our film critics picks for
great.
The movies to check out. We're doing our music critics picks for the bands you should check out. And we're going to have some genre previews of, like, if you really like singer-songwriter stuff, if you really like hip-hop, who to look out for at the fest. So
perfect.
We cover South by Southwest truly like no other events.
So if you want to get all
so
the
excited.
Information, you need to go on over to Austin360.com and stay on top of it until the week.
Exactly.
She looks like she's filing
March,
that away. She's
March 16th, March 13th.
It's March 13th through 21st or 22nd.
All right. There you have it. Austin360.com's got all South by Southwest information from now until the end of the festival. Eric, thank you. I'm excited. I got my notes.
Thank
and
you,
I've
Eric.
Got Austin360 up and running on my computer. So
yay. Thank you.
Good. Thanks.
Yay. We'll see you there. We'll be romping with you.